Warning. The following show contains harsh language and may contain certain content, opinions, and/or explicit humor that might be interpreted as objectionable by those without a thick skin. This show is recommended for a mature audience.
This is Rogue Intel Prime, episode number 37, for Wednesday, May 13th, 2015. I'm your house elf, Duff.
I guess that makes me the elf on the shelf. I'm Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Hey.
Hi.
I'm just D.
You're just D, okay. How has your week been, D? It's Wednesday.
So far, it's been a little stressful, but it should be pretty good for the rest of the week.
Okay. Well, can't really complain there. Chris, how have you been? I heard that something's like really, really wrong this time with your car.
Yeah, well, now she's in limp mode, so she doesn't want to go past 2,500 RPMs. So I limped her all the way to Toyota, and I'm getting a new truck soon.
Ah, Tacoma, Tundra, what?
Well, it's nothing special. It's just a 2015 Toyota Tacoma four-wheel drive access cab, SR5 edition with some off-road goodies.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, it's my first new car. I'm pretty fucking stoked.
Yeah, you can't really complain there. That's always a good thing.
Hells yeah. Plus, it's a Toyota, dude. They hold their value like fucking crazy.
Yeah, that they do. That they do.
What about you, man? How's your week been?
I've been dividing my time between two schools. They finally allowed me to make the announcement that I was leaving because I was being transferred. And everyone's sad to see me go. The principal was pissed. Because they all love me because, I actually do things for them. I help them. I do my job. they don't want someone brand new coming in that doesn't know shit about shit. And on top of that, I'm not going to be there to train them next week.
Oh, man. So it's trial by fire for that guy.
Pretty much. Yeah. I met the guy for like 2 minutes. I don't know. I really can't tell.
You poor bastard.
Yeah, I really can't tell about him. Might be good, might be bad. I'm probably going to have to keep going back from one school to the other. But I'm going to, make a point and say, hey, I'm busy.
The important question here, do they pay you transport cost?
What, between one school and the other? Hell no.
Yeah, they don't give you like drive time or none of that good stuff?
They pay me. I'm on the clock while I'm driving, yeah, but they don't pay my mileage or anything else.
Oh, well, no, that's good. That's what I'm saying. At least they don't make you clock out of one and then clock back in the other like assholes. It's like, here, drive to your other job on your lunch break, dickhead.
Yeah, fuck you, man. Yeah. Well, I guess it's headline time. Chris, take it away.
Well, today in the headlines, Lil Kim's crazy again. Not the Lil Kim you're thinking of. Yes, that Lil Kim. The night, like it's the 4th of July. Cause Kimmy, you're a fire. Show them what you're worth. And make them go, oh, oh, oh. As you sail across the sky.
You know, when I saw this story come in, I had to see if there was a remix out there of the real song and then the interview song, and there wasn't, so I had to make my own.
Oh, dude, well, that was great.
I try.
That was the sweet sound of James Franco giving me sweet oral in my ear pussy.
In your ear pussy?
With an A. A-U-R-A-L.
It's your ear-gina.
My ear-gina. I like ear pussy better.
Of course.
Anyways, yeah, Little Kim, meaning Kim Jong-un, is at it again. This guy has been just like publicly executing people like crazy over there. So much so that Mirror put up a story with Kim Jong-un's top 6 execution methods. This was all set off because he just put his defense chief to death. Take a guess what for?
Picking his nose.
It might as well have been. D?
Sleeping.
Close. Oh, nope. You are dead on. He passed out at a military event. So I guess they were having like drills or marching, or you know how those guys do that crazy put the Nazis to shame march they do. But yeah, this guy passed out and he put him to death with anti-aircraft gunfire.
Oh, really?
Jeez.
It's a little overkill. It lends credence to the whole plot behind the interview, the movie.
Well, it really does. I mean, this guy's like the most psychopathic leader of any nation on this planet, like barring Boko Haram taking over a country. But still, like, he's a crazy fuck committing travesties against humanity. I don't know why that part of Korea is not glass. But guess some other ways that he loves to take out people.
I mean,
well, from what I'm reading, I would say machine gun fire and poisoning.
Yeah, those are all three of them. But
she read. See, I'm trying not to read because I want it to be more organic.
Yeah, I just wanted you to guess. But
I did research. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It was kind of a popular story. But yeah, he killed his uncle not too long ago by machine gun firing squad because he basically disrespected him as well. He killed his aunt who was married to that dead uncle. He capped like 500 people with machine guns. And like Dee said, he burned someone alive with a flamethrower.
Oh, that's crazy. Why can't we just send Jimmy Fallon over there?
Oh, because that movie's out. Like, all right, those threats from North Korea, I'm willing to bet were legit from North Korea. Like, oh, you take this movie down.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I know the hacking was not even plausible to be done by North Korea. That was done by someone else.
You think?
They physically don't have the capacity to perform the hack that was done.
Yeah, but, you know, they could buddy-buddy up with China, and China definitely does have.
That would be the only possible way, but I don't know if China's going to be that bold just yet. I'd say in 5 years, I would have definitely pointed right to China. I think one of the craziest ways that Kim Jong-un blasted somebody was with a mortar round. He literally told his guys, like, I want no trace of him left behind, down to his hair. So wow. They brought him out into a field and blasted him with a mortar. I don't know how this guy's still allowed to be alive. I'm going to go play with my imaginary friend now.
Just don't kill him.
Rodney, come here. I'm kidding.
Your imaginary friend's name isn't Mr. Happy?
Right, it's not Mr. Happy?
Maybe Mr. Hanky.
Mr. Hanky!
Oh, so your name isn't
No, like a tissue.
Gaylord. Got it.
His name is Gaylord? That's pretty
His
sweet.
His last name is Gaylord.
Okay,
so what happened? Like, who is he?
Yeah, so Mr. Gaylord has once again proved that drugs are bad.
Okay.
Everyone learned this. Drugs are bad. Say no to drugs.
Sometimes.
Drugs are bad.
Okay. It's terrible. He walked into Jacksonville Sheriff's Office and confessed to the crime of killing his imaginary best friend, Mr. Happy. He claims that he stabbed his friend, Mr. Happy, with a kitchen knife, cut him up with a hatchet, and buried him in his backyard, and then proceeded to say, I need the death penalty. I need the death penalty. I mean,
wow,
that just right there just blows my mind.
Yeah, that's a little frightening right there.
The crimes against Mr. Happy alone made me laugh my ass off, and then for this man to go in and say, I killed my imaginary best friend, I need to die. I was laughing so hard, like, I can't even talk about it. Mr. Happy was sentenced to death by Gaylord for, one, he left all of his empty vodka bottles all over the kitchen. He never picked up his empty cocaine baggies. He messed with up the apartment to where he just could not get it clean. And he sat there and said that his actions were weird. They'd go dancing, play on children's park equipment, and were both huge fans of doom metal. I listened to it hours on end.
What the hell is doom metal?
We're not going to discuss this. That's a whole nother topic.
With how high I think this guy is, he probably just had doom on the pause screen. He was just suited out of his mind for like weeks on end.
It gets better. The last and final straw was when Mr. Happy was drunk driving and Mr. Gaylord got blamed for it. So he had to murder him.
So what happened to Mr. Gaylord there?
He is now being evaluated, and they have posted his mugshot, and it is seriously one of the saddest mugshots I've ever seen in my life.
It's so pathetic.
He looks so distraught, and it breaks my heart, but then I start laughing. I can't help it.
Yeah, I can't not laugh at that guy's face. He's just like...
He did it to himself.
I didn't mean to hurt the rabbits, George. I didn't mean to hurt it. I just loved it and kissed it and squeezed it and hugged it and hurt it in my arm. But the rabbit bit me. Like, oh, God, that's Lenny.
Yeah.
That's a Mice and Men right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, great impression, by the way.
It was.
Thanks. That one just kind of came out of nowhere.
And I've got a headline. This came out on Monday, and we were going to do it on the show, but here's the thing. Chris and Dee, you guys did not want to talk about it because you aren't into it. And neither am I. I'm glad, which is why I wanted to talk about it. This headline is coming from the New York Times, and it states that American Idol will end its run in 2016. And all I got to say about that is, thank the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah. American Idol was good for maybe like the first three seasons, and it just got, you know, really screwy after that. I watched it up until the season after Jordan Sparks, I think. Maybe one season after that. But it just got... I mean, I love music. I will show no shame for watching a music show. But when it was just blatantly clear that it was rigged, I stopped watching. Luckily for me, the NBC has The Voice, and that is a lot better of a show. So yes. I'm happy that they're finally being just saying goodnight, Gracie. Because I hate American Idol.
Dude, I'm so happy this show's over.
Yeah.
I'm just sick of hearing about it. I haven't watched it since William Hung made a fool of himself and they exploited him like crazy. Which is my favorite incantation of that song, by the way.
I mean, come on. They didn't even let Chris Daughtry win.
Right.
Yeah, see, you lost me. I really haven't watched it
from his other band.
You've heard of Daughtry, though, right?
Oh, I know Chris Daughtry. I just had no idea he was on American Idol.
Yeah, he lost
the traditional way.
He lost on American Idol.
Well, see, he didn't lose anything from me watching the show.
Yeah,
I guess he's still doing good.
Yeah. So I'll pour a little Kool-Aid out for my lost brethren.
Yeah, pour it into my mouth.
Pour it into my mouth because you're drinking all the Kool-Aid.
Doesn't even deserve that.
Oh yeah, I'll take a shot of Kool-Aid to celebrate American Idol coming off the air. Man, it was what kills me about that show is that more people voted for American Idol than
the presidential
did in the
election.
Last primaries. Yeah, like I think maybe there's something into that. We should do like the president American Idol style. We're already the biggest like laughing stock when it comes to elections. Like. Elections in Britain last 6 weeks, and they're not allowed to spend more than $32 million. Hillary Clinton stacked up $2 billion for ads and shit. Like, let's just make it a TV show.
You might as well.
Everybody will sit on our fat asses, and we'll all fucking vote in, and we'll listen to the debates, and then we'll even let the crazy people on because ratings will go crazy. You know, and I think that'll be a show I'll watch. We'll call it American Idol, IDLE.
Yeah, good times gone bad, and now some joyous occasion.
Or something like
that. Party!
So, I found a really, really cool article that kind of gave me a lot of hope and then crushed me right at the end.
Oh, wah.
Yeah, well, in the Netherlands, they're apparently doing, like, some really cool work with, like, solar energy and whatnot.
Well, of course, they're the Netherlands. They're far ahead of us in technology.
Yeah. Well, they designed this, this walkway slash cycleway for bicycles and everything. It was basically 230 feet long, and it was, like, a proof-of-concept project. What it was basically cheap silicon solar cells smashed between concrete and tempered glass. And they built it, or, well, they've been building it all last year, and it was finally ready in November. And they finally have the results in for, like, 6 months' worth of data. So that little bit of path generated 3,000 kilowatt hours of energy. Just from that path. So basically it translates, like, when you compile the data, it translates to 70 kilowatts an hour per square meter per year.
That's pretty gnarly.
It is. And, you know, I got to confess, I definitely went a little stoner crazy and I dove down this rabbit hole just to figure out, like, what the numbers would be and how we could make this work in America as, like, a roadway. Because, like, in the article, they say, like, they're trying to make the technology stronger so it could be used in roadways. So take a wild guess as to, like, how much it would cost to cover all of our roads with this stuff.
Oh, I'd have to say $2 trillion.
$2 trillion? All right. Duff says $2 trillion. What do you say,
Dave? I have no idea.
I have no idea. She's going to go with $3 trillion. Just to
$3 trillion, you're Bob Barker in this poor son of a bitch.
Yes, I am.
You should have just went with $2 trillion and $1.
Yeah, right. Price is right.
I should have. Damn.
All right. Well, after literally 45 minutes of math and research, I told you I fell down this rabbit hole. I figured that America has about 61,000 square miles of road, which is bigger than the state of Georgia if you put it all in one place. So if we were able to take it all and put it on the road. All right, hold on. I got to go back to my math. You have in 1 square mile, you have 2,589,000 square meters.
Oh, and we're going old school. We're bringing the metrics into it.
Well, yeah, you had to. I mean, that's the British, I guess, on I Fucking Love Science, which is the website I got the article from. But so, yeah, 1 square mile has roughly 2.59 million square meters. So if 1 meter generates 70 kilowatts an hour per year, 1 square mile of this stuff would generate roughly 181.3 million. And America is 61,000 square miles a row, which translates to 11.6 trillion kilowatt hours that could be generated from our roads.
Dude, if you combine this with Qi charging, we could get Teslas all around and never have to plug them in.
Well, check this out, dude. Like, all right, an average residence for homes generates 11,000 kilowatt hours a year. And there's roughly, I had to do some guesswork because a survey in 2006 was 125. So I'm guessing 150 million homes. You know, I'm highballing it. So the total residential demand for energy would be 1.65 trillion kilowatt hours, or exactly 1/6 of what the road would generate if we had our roads doing this.
All right. And damn. That's yeah. Crazy. That's so absolutely crazy.
So that means it could literally, we could almost live completely green if all of the roads were like this, right? So this project costs $3.75 million for 100 square meters.
Ooh.
Which means that 1 square mile of this shit would cost 97.021 million.
Oh wow. Okay, so I win. Oh no, none of us won. Oh, no, we went over.
That was 1 square mile, sir. We have 61,000. This whole project would cost $5.93 quadrillion.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
We might as well go to Mars. So, just the whole planet go to Mars.
Before we start talking about Dee's bear, I want to go out on a limb and say that you're the one kid in your graduating class that still uses math.
Dude, I once got so baked, I tried to count how long you would need to do 1 hour in Inception's fourth level. Like, you know how in Inception they go into different dream levels and like 1 minute equals 1 hour? I tried to go four levels deep and I almost broke my brain. Shout out to my friend Ashley Neighbors. I'm going to get her to listen to this episode and she's going to laugh her ass off because she was there. We were having a fight, dude. We were yelling at each other like, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm right.
See, when I used to get stoned back in the day, which was a Wednesday. Thank you, Dane.
Was Wednesday, by the way?
I used to just, all right, how many chips can I fit in my mouth at once?
I learned how to fit
the BK Lounge.
Hell yeah. Oh, I heard what Dee said. I learned how to do that, too.
I got coops.
Hey, I'm pretty damn good. I can do four in a row, and it sounds real.
Bless you.
Sorry, I'm allergic to bullshit. Boom! Yeah. That was my fake sneeze.
Uh-huh. All right, I hear you.
Right on.
So you would think that in general, you would not have to put out a police report saying, do not chase bears drunk. Am I correct or am I wrong?
I don't know. This is America.
Well, that sense seems to be along the common, but I guess
somebody had to. The North Adams Police Department has had to urge everyone to not chase bears when they're inebriated. Apparently, people have been chasing these bears with dull hatchets, drunk. Why?
What gets me is that you said people and not person.
Right. They've had calls.
You sure it's not just one family out in the woods?
No, apparently they've had multiple calls about people, like seeing random people doing this. Because I read the one article and then I saw it and I was talking to one of my coworkers and she said she saw it on three other websites.
Only in massive two shits.
Right. They actually had to put out a statement saying, we understand there are bears in the area. If you see a bear, leave it alone. Like, let's go chase a bear drunk. Yay! And get eaten alive.
That's crazy. Man, people are just pathetic. Speaking of pathetic, we've got a story from The Verge. You can read along on the show notes if you'd like. Let me just read the headline so we can go off on that. Woman fired after disabling work app on phone that tracked her movements 24/7.
See, already, I think that's bullshit. Like, why is she fired?
A woman in California claims to have been fired from her job after uninstalling an app on her smartphone that her employer used to track her movements 24 hours a day. Myrna Arias, a former employee of money transfer firm Intermex, says she was told to keep the phone on her at all times and was dismissed weeks after being scolded for uninstalling the app. She's now suing Intermex for violating her privacy and wrongful termination. We're talking $500,000+ that she's going for. And quite honestly, I hope she gets it.
I hope she gets more.
Yeah. Aries boss Stubbits admits that his employees would be monitored while off duty and bragged that he knew how fast she was driving at any specific moment ever since she had installed the app on her phone. And that is an official complaint filed with the Kern County Superior Court. People that run businesses like this are what's wrong with this country.
Why?
Because they think they're entitled. They're entitled bastards.
No. My question is, why does he... What? I would not be able to handle that job.
Yeah, that's one of the...
track my movements like that? No.
That's one of the most unsettling things I've heard about an employer doing, like, to date. Right. I mean, I when I was doing the tow trucks, man, they used to have the trucks GPS'd. So they knew where their tow truck was at all time, and so they could make sure we weren't doing 90, which we did, and had to get the GPSs.
Yeah.
But, but yeah, like, when you're monitoring your employee who's a 9-to-5-er 24-7, you've got a problem. That's a massive invasion of privacy. And with everything, like, with all the NSA revelations and everything, like, how is this guy even thinking that he's, like, that's remotely a good idea?
It's not a good idea, and I agree.
I don't want my employer knowing that I'm having sex at some random time in the middle of the night.
Your GPS records would be affected by that?
I mean, it might.
What gets me is this. Like, whenever you download an app, you ever see the permissions list?
Of course.
And it's like, this app needs, you know, access to your phone, your mic, your contacts, your camera, your pictures, your files. Like, that's what kept me from having Twitter for so long, was that laundry list of shit that they would have access to. And I'm like, you don't want to see those pictures, sir.
Oh, God.
I don't want to know what's on your phone's camera.
I already know.
Yeah, what, well.
Have you been sending her pictures outside of the Rogue Intel?
No. No, that hasn't happened. I swear to God.
Do you have dick pics?
I do, but they weren't for her.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I have my own, thanks.
I do not want to know. See, here's the thing. She was using a company car and she was on company time. I get tracking it for that. It should have been on the vehicle. I've worked for companies for the last, you know, 12 years that have put trackers on me because I was in their vehicle on their dime. So I get it. But this is just absolutely insane, and this is the end of the headlines. What do you say we get into some good old history rewind?
Let's do this.
All right. Chris, you want to start off tonight?
In 1796, Edward Jenner, an English country doctor, tests the smallpox vaccine.
And in 1804, Lewis and Clark depart on their 2.5-year journey to explore the land gained by the U.S. in the Louisiana Purchase.
In 1971, Motown child prodigy Stevie Wonder turns 21 and is by the law released from his record contract and given $1 million of the $30 million he has earned while at the label.
Yeah, that's a lot of money that he didn't get.
That was bad.
Well, in 1973, Skylab, America's first space station, was launched into orbit.
In 1992, Texas Instruments released its own 486 computer processor to compete with Intel's 486 chip. It was actually built at the Cyrix plant. You guys remember those pieces of crap?
Yeah.
Nope.
They were garbage.
In 2003, Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong pleads guilty to selling drug paraphernalia over the internet.
Dave's not here, man. Dave's not here, man. Dave's not here. Dude, lots of smart people do coke, man. Like the president, he does coke, man.
Oh, man, you're a trip. In 1962, CC DeVille from the band Poison was born.
In 1966, Darius Rucker was born.
Who dat?
Oh my God, I hit a pothole.
Who's Darius Rucker, D?
Hootie.
That's right. And that was the History Rewind. We've got some really cool stuff we wanted to try out today, including a little impromptu game that Chris has set up for us. First, I wanted to talk about the new T-shirts that we're going to be getting in. Just a reminder, I know, I keep saying this, but we got to get the word out there, so let me say it. All right, starting in June, we're going to be giving out Rogue Intel T-shirts to you guys, our awesome fans. You want to get your own? You can't buy them. You've got to win them. You stay tuned to find out how. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be giving them out for Best iTunes Review of the Week or Stump the Chump winner. Stuff like that. Random call-ins for you know, best voicemail message. So, again, stay tuned. And if you want to head over to rogueintel.com/support, you can help support our future merchandise endeavors. It's as cheap as $1 a month. Give us more if you feel like we're worth it. Otherwise, give us nothing. We get it. We'll make the show better, so you give us more. Okay. All right. What are we getting into tonight?
We've all done dumb things, correct?
Oh, I'm in. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, luckily, none of us have died from doing something stupid. A teen in Romania died doing the ultimate selfie.
Wait a minute. Did you just say what I think you said?
Yeah,
like
he took a selfie.
Like, you know, holding a camera in front and click, click?
Yep. She climbed on top of a train with a friend that was sitting idle at a station. She lifted her leg for the photo, got stuck in an electrical field created by the live wires, had 27,000 volts of electricity electrocute her.
Great
Scott. Creating a blazing inferno.
Great Scott, Marty!
Yeah. By the beard and of her Zeus!
Her friend was rocketed off of the roof from all of the execution. Like, that's nuts.
Well, here's the thing. Taking selfies in any amount of consistency is kind of nuts, if you ask me. And I did want to get your take on this. And by you, I mean, you know, D and Chris. Now, I know that D is a selfie whore, and I forgive her for it.
I can't help it.
Chris, when you see a girl or a guy take like 3 or 4 selfies a week, what's your opinion of that person?
I'm a little bit more forgiving with girls. I mean, I know sexism, but I'm not really. It's like, okay, we get it. You're a lot prettier than we are. So, yes, take more pictures. But when I start seeing, like, girls taking 10, 20, 30 different selfies and, like, their image keeps changing every, like, multiple times a day through the news feed,
yeah,
that kind of annoys me. And even some of, like, one of my friends, he posts selfies all the time. The only selfie I think are cool is, like, if you're actually doing something.
Yes.
Like, every time I get a fish, I take a selfie and I post it to my boys' FTLF page, which is like for, you know, fishermen. It's like a fisherman collective where we all post our fish pics.
And I can get behind that.
So like if I stick my head in a shark's mouth, I could understand getting bit because that would be a consequence of a stupid selfie that I'm taking. But riding a fucking train?
Riding like, on a train, not in a train, on a train. Yeah.
Not to mention, the ultimate selfie's already been taken. I can't remember the name of the astronaut, but he took a selfie with Earth in the background.
Yeah.
And he got 7 billion people in the background. That is the ultimate selfie. Okay, because he was photobombed by the planet.
Oh, man. I mean, I saw that that picture, and I absolutely loved it. There are times and places for selfies. Now, D, you are nowhere near as bad as this one person I used to know. I'm not even going to mention names, but I used to be really good friends with this select person. And, you know, yeah, I forgave that person for taking the amount of selfies she did, just simply because there were a lot of other good qualities to her. Flash forward like 2 years later, and she still took the same pose every morning, noon, and night. There was like at least 2 or 3 selfies a day. Nothing had changed. She was sharing the same crap songs on Facebook, you know, Shazam or whatever. And it just, you know, you're not doing it to better yourself. You're not doing it to do anything else but to make pretend you're just the shit. And it really just aggravated me to the point where I unfriended this person. And she sent me like two requests in the last 3 months or whatever, and I just ignored them. I don't want to see that shit. I don't want to affiliate myself with that type of person. And it all goes in line with the whole, ooh, me, 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 me. Ooh, me, 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 me. Because why else would you need a camera shoved up your nose?
Oh, I know. A lot of times it's like fishing for compliments.
Exactly.
It's like you see a beautiful girl or even a moderately attractive girl sending pictures like, I'm ugly. I'm so gross. It's like, no, you're not. You just want people to tell you you're pretty because you have low self-esteem. I'm sorry. Stop. Just stop.
I only post one selfie a week, guys. You make it sound like I'm terrible.
I'm not talking about you.
We're not talking about you.
I've kicked off my friend list. You're still on there.
I mean, you might.
You're not selfie excessive.
Damn it.
You might have an ego the size of the state puff marshmallow man, but you're nowhere near as bad as others. If you were, I would not be following you on Facebook. When Chris and you post updates, I get them under my notifications because I actually give a shit about what my friends are up to, and you are in that close friends list.
He loves us. He really loves us.
I do. I can't stand people. Maybe it's because I grew up. I had a shitty life. I grew up for the most part in foster care and group homes. You know, go figure that one out. Yet I survived somehow. I have been just disposed of by almost all of my relatives, except the ones that matter. And you know, it's like I'm still going. I'm still trying to do good for my kid, for my other kid, for my woman, for my doggies, and that's all that really matters when it comes to the whole family thing. So I guess I was blessed by whatever higher power is up there, by not having an ego the size of, you know, the Chrysler building. But I can't stomach the people that have that ooh, me, 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 me mentality.
Yeah, that, and plus I also can't forgive stupid. Like with these poor girls that died on the train. Like, what did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen? Like that kid who fucking fell between two buildings because he thought he could jump across. Like, what did you do? Not think about worst case scenarios when you do shit?
Yeah. Hey, D, I have one last question about this article. Does it say anywhere in the article whether or not she fell off the train after getting electric jolted?
When I was reading it earlier, I don't recall seeing anything about her getting rocketed off. I know her friend was. She just became a blazing inferno.
Okay.
And later died because over 50% of her body was burned.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, at 27,000 volts, you're medium well.
Yeah. I have two words. No ticket.
Well done. That's fine.
That was classy, bro.
Hey, I mean, it's a callback to the same thing you said. I think it was what, like two Fridays ago, or I don't know. It fits.
It was good.
It really does. It wasn't a Zeppelin. It was a train, but still.
Well, Silent Bob still said it. It counts.
It does. It does. Speaking of counting, you've got a game I guess we're going to score them with numbers or not, but you do want to play a little game. So
I do. I saw this story and it hit me and I'm like, oh my God, this would be like the funniest game to play on the show. In Melbourne, Florida, this 17-year-old girl was high on this stuff called Flaca. Like Waka Flocka flame. Mm-hmm. It's called Flocka.
Oh, Lord.
And apparently it's like a synthetic stimulant, like almost akin to like fake coke or fake meth. I think this one was trending more towards meth. But she took this shit and she started like – she jumped out of the window of her house after slapping – it only said one of the residents. It didn't say who it was. But she slapped someone in the house, jumped out the window – And when cops showed up, she charged them and she was screaming, "I am God. I am Satan." Like, 17-year-old girl, when they brought her back to the, I think it was the hospital to get evaluated, she woke up and had no idea what happened. She didn't know why she was arrested. She didn't know why she was like doing anything. And what gets me is just like you see so many of these like different designer drugs all over the streets and stuff, like spice and what's the other stuff? Bath salts. You remember bath salts?
Oh yeah. I've never been stupid enough to try any of that bath salt crap. But yeah, Flacca is I've been hearing more and more about it. And it scares the ever-living piss out of me. It's one thing to have something that's completely natural, like shrooms or marijuana. It's completely natural. You know, and you get, you know, you go further down the chain and you get stuff like, you know, heroin, which never will. And crack cocaine, which is, yeah, it's derived from nature, but it's highly processed. But now we're getting into the stuff. And it started, I guess, with LSD, and which was totally synthetic. And now we've got stuff like spice, like Flacca, like the bath salts. And honestly, it makes me just cringe.
Well, what I get from this is like, you know, when these things started really becoming popular. Do you remember roughly like the time frame?
No.
You know, kind of like late 2000s, like 2008, a little bit on. Right about when
my generation graduated high school.
Pretty much, yeah. And like right about the time pot started getting more and more accepted and decriminalized, and it stopped being the edgy thing for kids to do, you know? And now you got people sitting there and like they're doing ridiculous stuff. Do you know what this stuff is actually made of?
No, I don't think I want to, but go ahead.
It's called like alpha pyro diplo phenolphthalein or something. It's a totally manufactured stimulant, and its reported effects are murderous rage, paranoia, yes, ultra violence, running around screaming. And it says you can vape it, snort it, eat it, or smoke it.
Wow.
And its peak year is right now. So you're seeing all this shit, and it's all coming out of Florida too. It's not anything localized, but yeah, dude, it's just crazy that you see this. And like, what are your thoughts, Dave? What do you think about all this like legal shit?
I've always thought it was stupid. If I ever wanted to smoke something and it's not a cigarette, I would just go smoke pot, because I've seen and heard way too many stories. I have a story of when I got stoned out of my mind off of spice because I didn't know it was there, and I remember just freaking out the whole time.
Yeah, I have done spice back in the early days of its inception, and man, you know, I had one high that was insanely cool. It was like all colorful and motion trails, and it was, you know, it's what I would assume LSD is like. But I've also had those types of bad highs, like you said, where you just feel like you're gonna have a heart attack and just die. And that's when I stopped messing around with all of it.
Yeah, same here, dude. If there's something out there, I probably tried it. I mean, I've never stuck anything in my arm or nothing like that. But, you know, I've experimented around. But I think unless it's grown out of the ground, like pot, maybe shrooms if you want to do a little psychedelic thing. But don't fuck with drugs, because you can actually see statistics on all that stuff. And you can see how bad drugs are actually fucking with people. Yeah. Even prescription drugs from the doctors are killing more people. But I decided to turn this like into more of a funny subject, because there's a lot of these drugs out there that have a lot of funny names, and you would be shit yourself if you saw what was in them.
All right. Well, go for it, man.
All right. So the game I thought of was called High or Nigh. Basically, if you think it's something that people use to get you high, you vote high. If you think it's fake, nigh. All right, so the first one we briefly touched on, so you guys are probably both going to get this right. Bath salts.
Oh, of course. Hi.
With reported effects of face-eating, headbutt, and bloodlust.
What? Face heat? What? Face-eating?
Face-eating, head buzz, and bloodlust. And it was made famous by a homeless zombie target, also in Florida. Strange.
Damn you, Florida.
Okay, so, high or nigh?
High.
Yeah.
High.
All right. This one's called Jankum, and it was popular from the mid-90s to 2010. And what this is shit and piss sludge water fermented in the sun, and it's huffed out of a balloon. So what you do, I guess, is you get the bottle and put a balloon on top, and you let the poo ferment, and it fills up the balloon. And its reported effects are lightheadedness, low-grade euphoria, and face stink.
I'm going to go with high.
I'm first going to say that my heart hurts a little bit just hearing you describe it. But I think people are stupid enough to actually huff that shit. I'm going to say high.
It's a split decision on this one. It's popular in prison. But it's not, there's actually no reports of anybody being caught in it, only through like word of mouth stories of people admitting they've done this. All right, how about this one? This is a good one. So next one is crocodile.
Which I think I've heard of someone doing that, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, maybe. It was popular from 2009 to 2013, and it's made of desomorphine, which is a relative of morphine cut with household solvents like, I don't know, gasoline, paint thinner, oils, and rubbing alcohol. And you inject it like heroin. Reported effects, heavy sedation, horror movie zombie flesh rot.
Oh, wow. What the hell? I'm going to say nigh.
I want to say high because I think I heard of some. I don't know. I don't know. This one's, I don't know.
High or nigh, D. High or nigh. You want to stick with your instincts or go with the duff?
I'll go with the duff.
Oh, you should have stuck to your guns because it is high.
Oh,
it was made popular in Russia, mostly among the poor class. And it really peaked in 2013 when the story of Amber and Angela Neitzel broke on The Doctors. Yeah. All right. Our next one is called Trick 9. It was popularized from 2008 to 2009. It is a synthetic stimulant cut with a household solvent such as gasoline. Just gasoline. How you use it is snort it, eat it, or inject it. Its effects, vivid hallucinations, loss of self, extreme gullibility. Peaked in 2009, famous victim, Brothers in Iowa convinced each other they could fly and jumped off the roof of their 13-story apartment building. High or nigh?
I'm going to go with nigh.
I'm going to go with high.
D, you are correct. I made that shit.
I mean, you said gullible, so I wanted to say nigh, but...
Come on, extreme gullibility is a symptom. I made that shit up, dude. Okay, next one. It's called Meow Meow from 2011 to present. It is made of methadrone, which is a stimulant powder that's a cross between MDMA and coke. You can snort it, eat it, put it in a pill, smoke it, or inject it. Reported effects are grinding of teeth, face melting, good party vibes, and extreme violence. Made famous by British teen who cut his own dick off.
Actually, I'm going to go high.
Yeah, I'm going to go high, too.
Points all around.
Because I think I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, Meow Meow is a real thing, and that I had to look up the article about the British teen who cut his own dick off, and it was hysterical. All right, last one I have here is called Crackle. It was from 2011 to 2014. It is a cocktail of epinephrine, rubbing alcohol, and ecstasy. You inject it or ingest it. Its reported effects are superhuman strength and speed, bloodlust, and loss of self. It peaked in 2013, and it was made famous by Sally Samsonite, who broke her own neck when cornered by police after a 2-mile foot chase in Aspen.
That's, I'm going to give you big props if that is made up. Just because that was a detailed telling. What the hell? I'll go nine.
Nine.
See, you both know me all too well. It was fake. Dude, I was watching Dumb and Dumber earlier, and it was kind of on the background.
Samsonite.
And it
was at
the part where they said Samsonite, yeah. And I knew they were going to Aspen. I'm just like, okay, drug idea.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a great little thing we had going there, man.
Yeah, I wish I didn't bring up bath salts earlier, because maybe Dee didn't hear about it, but it was pretty popular news.
What, the bath salts? Oh, no, yeah. I remember sitting at work freaking out.
Hell yeah, I started to get my backpack ready. I'm like, it's happening. I'm dead serious. I have 6 MREs in my closet right now for no reason.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Have you ever done bath salts, Chris?
Hell no.
Don't lie.
No. I am all green.
You're all green. All right. All right.
And every once in a while, they call me a fun guy because I do shrooms.
You know,
haven't done that since high school, though, so I can't really count it. It's like,
yeah, I haven't done it since high school either. Good times. Definite good. Well, now, right after high school, before my son was born. Good stuff. Well, that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you want to check us out, you can go to our website, rogueintel.com. You can hit us up on Facebook. We are on Stitcher Radio. And you can leave us a review on iTunes.
What time is it, Dee?
I think it's time to say auf Wiedersehen.
All right. Well, on behalf of everyone here at Rogue Intel Prime, arrivederci.
Hasta la vista.
Yes, I like him.
Yes, I like him a lot.
I like it a lot.
A lot.
Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs.
You ain't got no legs.
He said we got more money than Davy Crockett. Can you imagine Forrest Gump looking for Wilson? I threw him and he was rolling.
Oh my God.
Gotta get Wilson.